Good afternoon. I hope you're having a wonderful day. It's Thursday, which means that Cinzia Cuneo drops by to tell us what's for dinner this week. She goes through all the grocery store flyers. And with the price of food, let me tell you, we appreciate her figuring out what the specials are and then composing all kinds of really delicious menus for us based on them. She'll be here after 1:30. After 1 o'clock, I want to find out what compromises you have made as a parent. I think we've all come to realize that you cannot have it all. But what is it that you've had to give up in order to have just a piece of it? After 12:30, we'll take a look at a very tragic case out of Brooklyn. An 8-year-old was kidnapped and murdered on the very first time he was allowed to walk home alone. And a lot of people are taking aim at the parents saying, what planet are you on that you would let an 8-year-old wander around by himself? Right now, though, you heard that sound. That sound belongs to Nadia Lawant. And in about, 4 weeks?
Yep.
You're going to be making a different sound. Because Nadia is pregnant. And today, we want to get the benefit of your advice because she is wrestling with
More than wrestling
with the big dilemma when it comes to giving birth, right? Yeah.
To take the epidural or not to take the epidural.
That's right. So Nadia's a first-time mom. She is a CJD staffer. And we were all standing around, this huge debate, and there are people on both sides of it. So we want to hear from you, 514-790-0991. You can text your comments to 514-800 because Nadia, that mothers who've had kids love to scare the cervix out of women who haven't had them yet.
They have completely done it already. Let me tell you, everyone is giving me their scary story.
Okay,
about what happens.
Your original stance was, I'm going to make a woman out of myself. We're going to do natural childbirth.
Yeah, that was the plan from the start. I was going to do natural. There was no reason not to. I'm strong. I'm in shape. There's no reason I can't do natural childbirth. I don't need drugs. That was the original.
Okay, so what happened to plant the seed of doubt in your mind?
Well, last week, this past week, I had to go to the hospital for they wanted to monitor their baby, make sure my levels were okay. They just saw, some irregularities. So I was in the hospital innocently having my baby monitored, lying in the bed. I was very relaxed until it got a little busy and someone came in to give birth. I don't know what happened, but she was screaming bloody murder, Kim. I cannot even tell you. I don't know what was happening, but it was like they were pulling out body parts of her. It was this loud screeching scream, take away the pain, and yelling, and it would not stop.
How long did this go on?
It was very short. It was very short grounded. It was like 5 minutes of screaming and then it was done and there was a little baby crying and it was joyful after. Uh-huh. But this screaming scared the bejesus off of me and I sat there trying to calm myself down so my baby wouldn't react. And I just had these tears coming down my eyes going, okay, so maybe an epidural would be a great idea. I couldn't even believe it. I have never heard anything like that.
Well, I gave birth to 2 children without an epidural. The first one was in 1988, and that was before midwives were legal, and I had a midwife. There was one doctor in the entire region who would agree to work with a midwife, one obstetrician. And he ended up, after 12 hours of labor, having to be born by emergency cesarean because somebody finally figured out he was coming out feet first. And obviously, they put me out for that one, thank goodness. I wouldn't want to be awake for a cesarean. Oof. But I guess that's sort of, like the epidural. They freeze you from the waist down. The second one, no epidural either.
Oh.
It wasn't even a question that I was going to do it. And for the longest time, I was very judgmental of women who had them.
I am currently, but now everything's changing. Everything is changing. So.
Okay, so we want to hear from you. 514-790-0991. Did you have an epidural? Did you go natural? Were you militant about it? Were you a little judgmental of the people who chickened out and went for the pharmaceuticals? And I've done shows on this before where I said, come on. It's the one sort of a quintessential experience that we share as women. When you're giving birth to a child. And I've done it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Don't be such a wussy, a SpongeBob wussy pants. And I remember one woman sent me an email afterwards, just utterly appalled at my sanctimonious attitude. And she said, call me the next time you get your tooth filled without Novocaine and we'll see how it feels. I don't know if it's the same thing. But why were you against having an epidural?
I don't see a reason in putting, drugs in my body if I don't need to. I don't like the idea of not being able to, feel below my hips or wherever it freezes. I just don't like the idea. And I didn't feel I needed it until the screams are ringing
well,
in my head,
you know what,
nonstop.
But I didn't scream. I didn't scream for either one of them.
Yeah.
I have to admit. The first one, but it is really intense. I mean, at least experience was very, very intense. That it's something where you have to dig. I remember at one point, I think when you hit, they call it transition, mm-hmm. around 7 centimeters. At one point, I remember sitting there, and it was just one wave, you know, because it's a big cramp. That's what it is. That's
right.
What labor is. It's a huge cramp. The muscle clenches, and then it relaxes. So we're just having one after the other. And I remember thinking, if I start screaming now, I'll never stop.
No, that's it. And she didn't. Like, I'm sure that's what it is. And I will scare the living daylights out of my husband if I do that. I don't even know. He will not be able to handle that.
That's the other thing, right? They say that there was actually a doctor who's been an obstetrician for 40 years. And he says you can't count how many times during the labor when the husband leaves the room, a woman will, like, go from 6 to fully dilated because she's so worried about how he's reacting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that because I'm very worried. If he heard me scream like that, he would be beside himself.
Okay, to epidural or not to epidural, 514-790-0991. You can also text to 514-800. Our guest, first-time mom-to-be Nadia Lawan, who was totally freaked out by a woman in labor screaming her head off while you were in the hospital for a checkup and is going,
yeah.
But it's not like that for everyone. She's probably just a big suck. Bob texts in saying, take the drugs. Don't be a hero. You'll be more comfortable. My wife was glad she did.
Thank you, Bob.
CJD time is 12:15. Oh, yeah. Well, we love them when they're here, and we love them when we know we're waiting for them. It's that whole period of actually having them.
Ugh.
Labor. Nadia Lawand is with us. She's a first-time mom-to-be, and you're due when?
I'm due August 14th.
August 14th.
But now is like the time where any time, you know, anything could happen, so yep. I'm preparing myself.
So she is trying to decide whether to have an epidural or not. And you were originally militantly...
Oh, yeah.
Natural childbirth.
Adamant.
Going to make a woman out of myself.
Yeah, and then got scared by the woman in the hospital that I, you know, overheard.
Screaming her head off.
Screaming her head off. I can't even describe it.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
So we want to hear... She's looking for your opinion and your birth stories. Did you make it through? I did two, actually, without an epidural, but the first one ended up being an emergency cesarean after 12 hours of labor. And the second one came out like a kitten.
Wow.
It's like, just boop, out you go. I love that job.
I wish that could happen to all of us.
Someone texted into 514-800 saying, 4 babies over 7 pounds, no drugs. You'll forget it anyway. That's true. You will forget it. We've got Cheryl on the line from St. Isidore. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. How are you?
Very well. I'm a lot better than Nadia.
Okay. Well, Nadia, I don't want to scare you.
Uh-oh.
I've had 5, and 5 all different. First one was, of course, natural, because everyone, you know, you just feel the pressure, eh? Everyone's like, oh, yeah, you're going to do it naturally. Yeah, yeah, I did it naturally, 10 hours and 2.5 hours of pushing.
Oh.
It's almost like unreal. And I thought I was going to die. And then the next one was 6 weeks premature. I had an epidural, and I thought I was in heaven.
Oh, wow.
Like, why didn't anyone tell me about this before? It was just glorious. I was like, and I could hear these people, like Nadia, you were saying, that screeching. And
yeah.
I just, my whole body just cringed because I was like, oh, my God, it sounds like I was sounding. You
yeah.
know? And anyways, but I mean, I've had bad experiences. I'd have to tell you, epidural, third child was, I ended up having 7 epidurals.
Whoa.
And I spent 17 days in bed. Could
wow.
not move. I thought I was paralyzed.
Because there are risks associated with epidurals,
mm-hmm.
too.
Which is another
yeah.
reason.
Well,
and I mean, and then the fourth, I had another, well, basically I gave the guy one try, and I ended up having a migraine headache. So I had to be on caffeine pills for a week.
So
then,
this was your second child? So did you, subsequent to that, did you take a chance with the epidural again, or did you go back to natural?
After I had the fourth one, it was like, you have one try, guy. And I ended up getting migraines, but at least I couldn't feel the pain. And then the fifth one, it was epidural, and everything was fine, you know? But I don't understand.
See, this is a problem.
You know?
Only should have one kid, Nadia. If you'd stopped at the second one, Cheryl, you would have been fine. Thanks so much for calling and sharing your story. 514-790-0991. Let's go to Janet from the West Island. Hi, Janet.
Hi. So I had two children, two epidurals, two cesareans, and both of them I stayed with the epidural and made it go up to chest pipe.
So up to your chest.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What they do, like a regular epidural, is from the tummy down.
Mm-hmm.
And when they discovered on the first one that I wasn't going to dilate, so
you were already prepped then for a cesarean.
I wasn't even prepped for. I was prepped for regular birth, epidural, and then because my mom popped them, so I didn't see why I shouldn't.
That's just not fair. Apparently, it can skip a generation. Thanks so much for calling, Janet. 514-790-0991. Dwayne, who I'm sure has given birth to many, many children, says, don't be a wuss. Childbirth is beautiful. Real women deal with the pain. Sorry, pleasure.
Oh.
And he laughs out loud.
Dwayne,
sure, Dwayne
makes me want to cry.
When you're lying on your back screeching, get it out, Dwayne, then you can call us.
Gee.
Epidural or no epidural, what do you recommend for our mom-to-be?
Barry Morgan, 100.
CJD time is 12:26. Talking about the old question, epidural or no epidural. Nadia Lawand is with us, CJD staffer, and she's expecting her first child. And if you just joined us, Nadia, you were very like, I'm going to have natural childbirth.
Yeah, all the way.
And then you went to the hospital and heard a woman giving birth.
Got terrified because she was, you know, like I said, she was screaming bloody murder. And so
like something out of Psycho?
It was so terrifying. I was like literally shivering and had tears coming down my eyes.
I did too without it. And although the first one had to be an emergency cesarean, which they put me out for, thank God. Susan's on the line from the West Island. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Kim. Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
I have one child who's 37 now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was adamant I was having natural childbirth, and I did. And I had the same experience as you did, only I was already in labor at the Jewish General when I heard this woman screech bloody murder. And I said to my doctor, what did you not tell me? And he said, I didn't tell you that that's an ethnic trait for this woman. You must scream when the baby's born.
Oh.
So anyhow, I had him, and I had a long labor, and I had him. And the only problem I had was I had a lot of tearing. So I had a lot of stitches, but I would never not do it otherwise. And if you're considering breastfeeding, don't let anyone talk you out of that either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
breastfeeding is amazing.
A month from today, so good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, we wish you a very short labor. We've got Janice on the line from Montreal. Hi, Janice.
Hi.
So what do you think? Epi or no epi?
Epidural. I tell you my story. I'm like Nadia, okay, all natural stuff. I'm very healthy and have very high tolerance of pain. After my first one, 36 hours in labor, I asked for it.
Oh, wow.
And, you have to reserve your energy for the last push. After 36 hours, you ask for epidural. It takes another hour for the people to come to give it to you. And by the time I have to push, I don't have energy. And my daughter had a forceps.
Oh, so dear.
So it's under her chain right now. So when my second and third comes, I didn't even consider. Just go for it.
A week before the due date. Stick
yes,
that epidural in there. Thanks so much for calling, Janice. Let's go to May from the South Shore. Hi, May.
Hi. I've had four kids.
Whoa.
My first was a long labor. I did have the epidural, and I did have some complications from it, which was one of my feet. I still do not have feeling almost 10 years later.
Oh, wow.
The other thing is that he did have trouble latching because of the drugs do go in the baby. So they do. They are a bit more tired when they're born, and he did have trouble latching. So with my other three, they were born at home without epidural, of course. And they were, you know, I've had long labors. I have short labors, but they were all really good.
Wow. Oh, come on. May, you can't call a labor really good.
Well, a spa day
is really good.
If you're not scared of the pain, you just let the contractions come. You know, the fear doesn't take over you. And when that fear takes over you, then it hurts a lot more. But if you don't let that fear take over you, then, you know, you can ride it out.
Mm-hmm. That's great to hear, actually. Thank you.
Oh, you didn't read that. What's that book, The Complete Mother, by the woman down on the farm, where she tried to describe? I was telling this to my girlfriends when I was pregnant with my first child. Yeah, it's just waves of energy. And they just looked at me like I'd lost my ever-loving mind. Do you want to stick around?
Yeah,
I want to hear some more birth stories. Let's see if we can scare the heck out of Nadia. No, just kidding. Nadia, she's just afraid of the pain of giving birth.
It.
Like, is it going to hurt so much?
Yeah, I want to gauge, you know, like, is it as bad as this, or...
All right. We'll find out. Give us a shout. 514-790-0991. Right now, though.